looks a little dry out there right now, but that was not the case yesterday afternoon and into the night.
We hope everybody made it home safely. Yeah. I mean, traffic was the biggest issue. High winds, power outages, lots of rain. And Shan, I guess you got what you deserved for making fun of the rainstorm.
No, that was all you guys. I wasn't even responding to your group chats because I was like, man, whatever. Then I find out we have a power outage at home.
Yeah, that's karma. No, everybody's been talking about karma this week.
I'm like, get out
they
of this
got
group
you.
Chat.
No. They got you.
The atmospheric river, dude, that was an understatement.
It wasn't even the rain. It was mostly the wind.
Yeah, that wind was
scary. So, I mean, in the Sierras, I know, and up toward Tahoe and north of here, it was the snow, and that made it super dangerous, and there were several car wrecks and just really bad issues. But the wind here, and I think that's what knocked out your power. And
yeah.
Also, all that karma y'all talk about. Y'all believe in karma. You shouldn't have been talking
what
bad about
the
storm.
What did you do, Shan? Like, what did you do in a previous life that is karma now?
Y'all were talking. No. It's not her previous life. It's making fun of the storm. The storm got you.
Oh, please. You posted our name.
You and Fernando believe in karma.
You guys put it on me.
It got you.
Yeah, we had like a power outage from like, I want to say around 5 to 11 p.m. It was bad. Like,
yeah,
even
that's a long time.
I was driving up
Oh my God,
Menlo.
What are you going to do? Read a book?
Like, even, you
in
know,
the dark? Horrible.
You know, the,
there's other ways to create light.
Uh-huh. You know, the Flintstone house right there on 280?
Yeah.
All you couldn't even, you don't know the Flintstone house?
Yeah, I don't
house?
Know the Flintstone house.
Can you,
anyway, go ahead, say what happened.
No, I'm just saying, like, imagine that whole, like, mountain right there with, you couldn't even see the Flintstone house. It was crazy. Like, it was just all dark.
That's the San Bruno skyline right there.
That's what I'm telling you. Right there over by Crystal Springs.
Well, why didn't you just get up and go to Chili's? There's a Chili's right there
Girl,
in San Bruno.
I was tired and I was like, you know what? This is perfect. I'm going to go to sleep. It's nice and dark.
Well, yeah. We're glad you made it, Shan.
And you know, there is a little bit more rain expected today. The roads are still going to be slick and wet. Be careful out there as you head out because, it can be dangerous. And don't talk about the storm because the karma will get
karma
you.
Karma will get you to take your power out.
Fernando.
Fernando's
dirty.
Meanwhile, Shan, I was the one talking the most about the storm. Perfect, beautiful Netflix all day, listening to the rain on my window as I watched the show that you told me to watch, An Innocent Man on Netflix.
Oh my
Everybody
God, it's
check
so
it out.
Good.
Yeah, it is. What you described it as making a murderer on steroids.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Because, you know, making a murderer is so slow. Jesus. But this one's like fast. You got to pay attention. And there's so much stuff happening.
All right. Well, speaking of karma, do not be talking about Miley Cyrus being pregnant because it's not true. And she's not happy about it either. In fact, she had to clap back at all the people talking about how she's already got a bun in the oven now that she's married Liam Hemsworth, finally. A gossip rag in Australia started spreading that lie, and it made its way all around the world. But that's why Miley had to jump in. She commented BS to one of the comments on her Insta asking about the baby. Was they even attached to sex to it, too? They said that they're having a baby girl. And then, always staying topical, Miley posted a picture of her with that now famous most liked picture ever on Instagram, the egg. She put her face on it and she said, I'm not expecting, but it's excellent to hear everyone is so happy for us. We're happy for us, too. Excited for this next chapter in our lives. So, you know, it's kind of sad. Not sad. But
what's sad about it?
Well, because Miley's not going to have a baby.
Who cares? How does that affect your life?
I mean, I feel
we talk about this all the time. We got to find Fernando more stuff to worry about.
I like celebrities.
If that's what he's worried about.
I like when good things happen. See, Shan and I share this too. It's like, we like when good things happen to celebrities.
It's a good thing. She's happy. She just got married. She's not sad. She didn't lose a baby. She wasn't pregnant. What is there to be sad about?
That we can't see her with her belly and a baby popping out.
Okay, it's fun to go through that process.
Give her time. She just got married. You're not going through the process. She is.
I know
if
she
you want
is.
To have a baby so
Probably
bad,
not
Fernando,
as much fun
have
for
one.
I don't
have
one.
Have one if
no,
you
no,
want to have a baby.
I didn't
so
say
bad.
It would be fun for me.
Shan, if you want to have a baby, you were showing me today. You
oh
might
God.
Be having one soon.
I know.
Oh,
I can't. I'm literally like working down the zipper of my pants because like, they don't close.
Maybe the Cheetos aren't the problem, Shan. Maybe we're going to have a Fernando and Greg
Stop!
Baby.
Oh.
You probably know.
No. There are women who deliver right there on the toilet.
Oh my God.
Have you watched that show, Shane?
Yes, that's so scary. They're like literally going pee and then it just comes out.
Yeah, and they're like, what? I didn't know. I saw this one woman. Her story was she was on a boat with her boyfriend. Oh. And she was like sick. And she was like, we always drank on the boat and stuff. I didn't even feel like drinking that day. And I was trying to eat and I couldn't. And then we went to bed and I woke up with cramps. And I went to the bathroom and plop, there's a baby.
Ah! Like, what would you do?
What would I do? Well, I'd really freak out, but what would you do?
I wonder if this has ever happened to one of our listeners.
What, they like just had a baby? Yeah. That they were going to the bathroom
and had a baby?
We talked
about it a while back, and I think it has happened to a couple of people.
Call us.
It's never happened to anybody we know. But
I don't know anybody personally.
You got to watch this show. It's so funny.
Like, didn't even know I was pregnant or something.
Yes, yeah. It's so funny.
It's funny. No,
it is funny. Oh, hi. I thought I had to go to the bathroom and there pops out a baby. Yeah, that's kind of funny, Shan.
That's a special day.
Oh, no.
Hey, and quickly, I know you guys used to love this show, To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen.
I don't think I loved it.
I loved it. I would YouTube it and be like, who are you catching today?
Yeah, no. It got to be, and I think that's why they stopped showing it.
Let's talk about it.
It got to be a little bit too much. And there's a guy in Petaluma who did. This is when I stopped watching it. That's my only thought of Petaluma. Now, every time I drive by Petaluma, I can only think of, he was a brain surgeon. And that's all I can think about for Petaluma when I hear the Petaluma. I can't even think about the egg bowl. I can't even think about eggs
for
and butter. I want to think about eggs and butter, but I can't.
Chris Hansen was arrested on Monday after writing $13,000 in bad checks. He turned himself in to Stamford, Connecticut police.
Yeah, because he lost his job because people stopped watching that because it got too gross.
Well, no, actually, he lost his job because he was fooling around with like a local NBC News affiliate. Like he was like he had a girlfriend,
What's wrong with that?
And I don't know. I guess it was against their standards. He was with NBC for like 20 years, and they're like, well, you know, he made wrong choices, so we let him go.
Well, he should be like that other dude and go get a job at Trader Joe's. If you need some money.
Bring Chris Hansen back. He was good.
Start that hashtag, girl.
Right?
Start
I'm about hashtag. To.
Bring Chris Hansen
bring
back.
Bring LMFAO back.
And be careful
Chris
of
Hansen.
Petaluma.
Yeah.
That brain, if you see a brain surgeon there, no, he's not good.
That's your dirty. At 99.7 now, Fernando and Greg, 609. Hey, does your animal, your pet, hate your partner? 888-456-9970. Sometimes your dog or even your cat gets real protective of you a little bit too much. Also, we're paying your bills all day today. We're going to start off with the first name right about 6:20 and then every hour on the 20s throughout the entire day right up until St. John's show at 6:20. So if you are not registered, you should do it now because you got more chances than ever to get your bills paid at 997now.com. Did you guys feel that?
I felt it.
An earthquake to me.
And Sal just sent it to me. Confirmation, a 3.5 earthquake near Piedmont. Wasn't that where the one yesterday was?
Uh-huh. Yeah, out by
Piedmont,
like
what's going on, Piedmont?
Thank you.
Well, we definitely felt that one. My chair was like kind of nice. It felt good. It's like a little massage
in
the morning.
And we all kind of were talking. We're like, what? Wait, like, did you just feel that? Was that just me?
Oh, did we get some crazy weather, high winds, a atmospheric river yesterday, an earthquake yesterday,
an earthquake today?
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Y'all better start praying.
En el Padre, en nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo.
Get it, Shan. All right. Okay, Shan.
Okay.
You got the floor.
What?
Go ahead.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo, que Dios nos bendiga
Oh, Lord. All right, we'll come back to it. Pink is on. We're just like fire.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Fernando and Greg, 99.7 now.
Fernando and Greg Faithful waking up with us. First of all, yes, there was an earthquake just a couple of minutes ago. They're saying it was about a 3.5.
I'm happy because yesterday, it centered the same place in Piedmont both days. Yesterday, I did not feel it at all. I woke up to my phone buzzing because Shan was texting about the earthquake. Now today, we totally felt it.
We were mid-conversation. And we're like, whoa, did
you
feel
the room
that?
Shook.
So we are getting some crazy stuff going on with our weather. We had that atmospheric river yesterday, tons of rain, more rain today, 2 earthquakes in 2 days. What
Power
is happening?
Outages.
Getting interesting.
Maybe those hillbillies
here.
From Alabama are right. We are ungodly people. God is coming for us for our homosexuality.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord. Chan, say that prayer one more time.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo, y que Dios nos bendiga a todos.
You're not even saying a prayer. You're just saying in the name of the Father, yeah, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
I always kind of forget how it goes.
That's just the end of the prayer.
Yeah. I feel much safer now, Chan. Really,
if anybody has a prayer, a real one, please give it
Spanish
to us today.
Or any other language. We don't mind.
And please be careful driving out there. There's more wet weather to come. And as we said, there were lots of wrecks yesterday. It's super dangerous. So be careful out there, everybody.
Also, Daniel Tran, you still got about 4 minutes left to get your bills paid. 888-456-9970. Got to talking about very protective or overprotective pets. Maybe, you know, you're in a relationship. You got pets. Or you had a dog. Maybe your man comes in and that dog just does not like your man.
888-456-9970. Yeah, we had a caller last week who said that anytime her man... That's the thing. It's like a lot of couples, they think the guy's trying to attack the woman when you're just being intimate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the dog goes for it when you're trying to go for it.
And you can't go for it together.
888-456-9970 if this ever happened to you.
Tara, you got an overprotective pet?
My Yorkie doesn't just protect me. He honestly hates my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Well, did the Yorkie come first?
Yes.
That's why. He's marking his territory. The boyfriend came after the Yorkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he makes it very clear in every way possible that he hates him. So it's an issue.
Well, how does he do that?
Yes.
Well, first off, he had to get stitches.
Who, the boyfriend or the dog?
No, my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, he and I were, you know.
Right. Yeah, we know. Okay.
And chilling. I guess, you know, she thought that he was hurting me because she jumped up and bit his hand so hard that we basically just had to finish up and go to the ER, and he got 3 stitches.
Well, what a trooper that he finished up.
I said that too.
You know, a lot of women say men never finish a project, but it sounds like he finished this one.
He pushed through.
Oh, when the project's important to them and they get a payoff, you know,
precisely.
Well, I'm happy that the Yorkie bit him in the hand and not somewhere else, girl.
Oh, believe me, that came up as well.
You know, and we were watching that dog on Instagram, Mr. Bubs.
Oh, my God. That thing is...
The teeth on that dog, too. I mean, that's scary enough.
Yeah, if you want to follow Mr. Bubs on Instagram, he loves the girl. He loves the woman and hates the guy. And he's like, makes the weirdest sounds. When the guy comes into the room.
Uh-huh. And then snaps at him. Like, why would you even... be playing around with a dog like
know.
That.
If I was that guy, that I would be like, I don't know where your dog went. Like, that dog would be gone. In my household, my dad got rid of a lot of animals when I was a kid.
Your dog overprotective?
So we have this little dog. She's 20 pounds, and she loves both of us. But if we're, like, touching or he, like, jokes around and, like, touches my shoulder aggressively and I yelp, she goes nuts. She'll, like, jump from across the room and go, like, crazy.
So she's never bitten him?
Not hard. Like, not enough to break skin or anything.
Ooh. Wow, but she really doesn't want him attacking you.
Right, yes.
Oh,
she's very protective.
It's funny because it's always the little dogs that are the most protective.
Yeah, I mean, to me, she's little because our other dog's 80 pounds. But, I mean, she's 20 pounds. She's a decent-sized dog.
All right, so she could do some damage if she did clam down on him.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, if anybody ever breaks in your house, you are protected.
Exactly. Yes. The other one won't do anything, but that one will.
It's true.
Your man won't either, huh?
Maybe.
All right. Thank you.
It's always the big dogs who lay around and do nothing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the little dogs want to attack. I know that we just did a story last week about a guy who went into the wrong home. And she had a guard dog. I think it was like a bull mastiff or something.
Right.
And she found the guy who broke into the home in bed with the dog. The dog was snuggling with the intruder. You know, big dogs do nothing. The chihuahuas will kill you.
Oh, that's what they say about short girls, too. We're like the craziest ones in the friend
group.
That's true.
You know why? Because you're the alpha. You were the alpha dog. All right. Thanks, everybody. Get up on, the rain is pretty much over for now, but we could get some off and on here in a little bit. There was an earthquake, about a 3.5, again, centered in Piedmont. And, of course, that slows BART down as well because they stop automatically anytime there's any sort of seismic activity. So BART already sent in the warning out here, or at least the alert saying you're going to experience maybe up to 15-minute delays in trying to jump on a train.
Which are probably better than yesterday. We're hearing from the texting hotline, horrible commute on BART yesterday. I guess a tree went down on the tracks yesterday. Headed toward Concord. And also, I hear that the Civic Center stop was flooded yesterday, which stopped the BARTs. Which, let me just say, no shade, but that Civic Center stop is the worst place to be stranded. I'd get out of there and get to an Uber quickly.
Yeah, I'm happy to
that
walk.
That is not the place I want to be stranded. Oh, Lord. Poor people. poor people. So be careful out there, everybody.
I saw on the news yesterday, speaking of that, like this poor guy was on crutches. So he had to walk all the way from Civic Center down to like Powell.
No,
listen, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying at home. I'm getting in my pajamas. I'm on crutches.
Man. Yeah, well, listen, we'll keep you updated throughout the morning as far as all the crazy stuff that's going on. I mean, between the weather, the earthquakes, and then all the stuff that creates.
And Shan is busy learning a prayer because we asked her to pray for us. She only knows how to say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I forget, and then I mix them up. What did I mix up? The Hail Mary and the...
You mixed up the Hail Mary and Our Father. You were trying to combine the two.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to learn it for you guys. So
please learn a, learn a prayer to save us and get us to this holiday weekend.
Okay,
meanwhile,
sounds good.
Recently, a listener was sharing a story with us about how protective her dog is over her. In fact, so much so that, like, this dog hates her boyfriend. And actually, the boyfriend had to go to the hospital for stitches. Is your dog or cat overprotective? On the phone right now, Amanda, you got a cat, right?
So, my cat is named Hey Hey after the chicken in Moana. And he's only one. And I was dating this guy. And we were just taking a walk around my neighborhood, just holding hands. And he came outside, followed us around the entire square. And I tried to, like, pick him up and drop him off at home. And we kept walking and found out that he was still following us, staying pretty close by. Like, he would go and explore things sometimes. But he followed us the entire time. And then 2 weeks later, the guy ghosted me.
See,
so,
the guy knew what was up.
Yeah. So I think he knew that I needed, you know, some protection. So
I think the cat was like trying to say, "I see you, Mister. I see who you are.
I know what your intentions are."
Oh, it was a cat.
Yeah, a cat.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Usually, you get like that really inquisitive, you know, like that cool cat that knows what's up.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, and he's still with me today. So you know.
Oh, look at that.
Are you dating anybody now?
No. But next time I am, I'm going to introduce him to my cat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got to make sure the cat meets them too.
Yeah.
Anybody end a relationship because your pet didn't get along with the person that you were dating?
I'm sure it happens a lot of the time. I would.
Yeah?
You would not.
Yes, I would. If my dog doesn't like you, I'd be like, I choose my dog.
And off the air, I'm going to tell you why you would not. But I can't say it. And if you do, you're a fool.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Okay, the fight is on, y'all. After reports surfaced that before agreeing to perform at the Super Bowl, that Travis Scott had spoken to and gotten buy-in from Colin Kaepernick. Well, CK7's camp now went hard yesterday after Travis Scott and Big Boi for what they perceived as them being sellouts and liars. Cap's girlfriend, who's always at the fore, she talks more than Kaepernick does.
Oh, yeah.
She's like spokesperson for Colin, Nessa, who is our former coworker. Sweet girl. She was always so sweet and nice, at least to me. I mean, I only talked to her about 5 times, but she never had. I mean, like, she's just like the sweetest thing. Woo, not anymore.
She ride or die for Cap.
She went hard both at Big Boi and Travis Scott. Now, listen to this. After Big Boi was announced performing at the Super Bowl, she tweeted the Urban Dictionary definition of sellout. And then yesterday, in a response to a story that said that CK7 and Travis Scott had discussed with mutual respect and understanding and came to an agreement that Travis Scott, you know, was performed with his permission. I don't know why he needs Colin Kaepernick's permission, but anyway, Nessa blasted that story and she posted, "There's no, capital N-O, mutual respect, and there is no, capital N-O, understanding for anyone working against Kaepernick 7, period, capital. Hashtag stop lying."
Ooh. All right, that was pretty clear to me.
So,
I didn't
damn.
Doubt.
Woo-wee. She's going hard. You know, here's the deal. I understand where they're coming from, but again, I don't know that anybody needs to get Colin Kaepernick's permission to perform at the Super Bowl. Yeah. And you know what? You can be on Kaepernick's side and still choose to do it the way that Travis Scott is choosing to do it. Which he's asking for social donate a $500,000 joint donation to social justice causes. That's what he's at. He's asking for the NFL to do that. So I think you can try to make change internally and not just have, you know, conflict and it's us or them. But not with Nessa.
Woo! Nope.
You either on one side or not.
You're with us.
Now, we trying to get a hold of Nessa because we still got her numbers, but she ain't answering.
Well, we were texting a little bit, and then she was interested in coming on the show, and then she stopped responding to me.
Well, girl.
I understand where she's coming from, you know. They're kind of in the midst of this whole NFL thing, right? So she
I know,
can't
but
really...
you cannot expect everybody else in the world to turn their backs on the NFL just because you're in a battle with them. It's like, okay, I totally understand why you're fighting with the NFL, Colin, but you can't understand for, I'm not, okay, so everybody, we all have to just do what you're doing. There are other ways to handle it.
Well, I think there's a division, too.
We all have to make our own decision.
You really seem to have, like, a lot. I mean, it feels like to me in the African-American community, you've got people behind Cap and then others who just want to play
football.
My
point is you can still be behind Cap and do it the way Travis Scott is doing it.
Yeah.
He's not a sellout. He's behind Cap. That's why he said, listen, I agree with Cap. I want you to be more conscious of social justice. And the NFL said, okay, you're right. So let's team together and do that. You can still be, it's not us against them constantly. That's the problem in America right now. Everything is us against them, and we all want to fight
with
each
other. Why do we always got to choose a side? It's like, I applaud Travis Scott because he's like, listen, I'm going to try to make change from within. Let me work with the NFL and see what part I can do to continue creating change within them.
It's now the Kardashians versus the Kaepernicks. Put that on Family Feud.
You know,
put that on Celebrity Family Feud. Oh, my God. That's such a good idea. You know who can solve this problem?
Steve Harvey.
He's always happy.
Well, now you don't have a show.
Steve Harvey is always...
He could have done this on his talk show.
Oh, he's got Family Feud, and he does Celebrity Family Feud all the time.
There
he's had the Kardashians on there before. Bring them back, and then put the Kaepernick family on there, and we'll see. Settle this in a fun family environment. I just solved the world problem. Family world problem. Put the Trumps and the Clintons. Put them on Family Feud. And let's settle it that way. That's a new way that we need to start settling things. Hang in real quickly. I know we got to go. But the Warriors won their sixth straight game last night, increasing their first place Western Conference lead over the Nuggets. And that is three straight games where Curry has come out hot, 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 and had at least 8 3-pointers in a game. There you go. Record setter right there. Steph Curry. Let's go. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.